Yes, I mentioned that the feast day is our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal high priest. So last week I mentioned about Mary and Eve. So Mary is the second Eve. So it was connected, it's like first Eve, second Eve. The first Eve, that's the Eve in the Old Testament, this is Adam and Eve. So then I mentioned that she ate the apple, the forbidden fruit from the tree, so then we fall into sin because she is not to obey to God's words. So then forbidden fruit from the tree. So then how is connected Mary to the second, as the second Eve in the New Testament? So this is, I said that she gave a fruit for us, Mary, Our Lady, she gave us a fruit to eat from the tree. This is the cross, the tree of the cross. The fruit is Jesus. So even we is fruit juice. So we will be redeemed from our sins. So this connection already from the New Testament and Old Testament and New Testament is the high priest. So she gave us that fruit, the priest, and then he sacrificed his life to us. So that is the priest. So and then second, we know that Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on the pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. So here is the New Testament, is the cross. When you look at this cross, then you will be healed. So again, the eternal high priest. So the priest in the Mass or some other liturgical events, you can see that there is a fourfold presence of Christ in a priest. So what are they? The fourfold presence of Christ. So then first one is said that of his presence in the assembled of God. Christ is present when the assembly is gathered in his name. This is just he had promised. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So therefore, every time we come together to pray and sing in any of the church's liturgies, Christ is present in and with us. The second way is which Christ is with us in the liturgy in the person of the minister. So Christ present to us in the priest, who is called the presider or priest celebrate of the liturgical assembly. So the presence and actions of the liturgy. That's the second fold. What is the third form of Christ in the Mass or anywhere on the priest? That is the liturgy we celebrate in the Word of God. No matter whether we participate in the Mass or other sacrament or other liturgy of ours, we always hear the Word of God proclaimed in Scripture. So when we read God's Word, that's the third way Jesus is present. The fourth way of Christ is present to us in the liturgy is in what the Church calls the Eucharistic species. That's one is in our Gospel reading just we read, the breaking of bread. So that's the fourth way Jesus present, Christ present in a priest. So then when we eat this bread and body of Christ and blood of Christ, so we become a Christ present. So when we receive the Holy Communion, we become a tabernacle. We become a Mary, because we are bearing the Christ. So then, and also I mentioned about welcome to the cross. A friend of mine, his ordination, he said, when other priest wishes him, greeting him and said, welcome to the cross. So because priests, they are cross, they are bearing the cross. So some of our people, even me, as in back home, so we're trying to choose one priest, or sometimes we dislike the other priest. Oh, I want to go to Mass for Father Nishant's Mass, Father Rob's Mass, Father Bruce's Mass, or Father Canon Michael's Mass. We decide, oh, this is not good priest, this is the bad priest. So no, priest is priest, always priest is priest. So when you look at the priest in the altar, you think he is a priest. Whatever he does in his life, whatever he did to me, doesn't matter. He is present of Christ here in the altar. So there are differences. There are people are different. They are also human. They're also human beings. They fall into sin. That's why priests also go for confession ever and again. So then threefold, I mentioned about fourfold ministry of Christ, and then again for threefold ministry as a king, prophet, and priest. He is a king, he is a prophet, he is a priest. So these three things into our family life, our husbands, our men in the family, some families, there's a woman. So they are also priests in the family. How? They teach the children. And they lead the family. They're telling the families, we can go there or not. So prophet. So in that way also, everyone is the priest in the family. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, just reflect. Are we ready to sacrifice our life to our family and friends and to say, I come to do your will?